Welcome to the world of meditation and the brain. Did you know that simply sitting and breathing mindfully can significantly change the brain? It's true. Meditation has become more conventional in recent decades, and studies have shown that mindfulness practice brings about positive physiological changes that make the connection between meditation and the brain even more profound. In this video, we will explore the effects of meditation on the brain and how a regular meditation practice can help to heal the mind-body continuum and deprive the stress and anxiety-related parts of the brain of their nourishment. Let's have a brief look at some of the science behind meditation's impact on the brain. In an interview in the Washington Post, Harvard neuroscientist Sarah Lazar gives an introduction to how meditation affects the brain. She explains how four regions of meditators' brains associated with healthy brain function become more substantial, while one of the areas associated with undesirable behavior actually shrinks. Let's have a look at these areas. The first area is the left hippocampus. This is the area in the brain that helps us learn. And research confirms that as the cortical thickness of the hippocampus grows in volume through meditation, gray matter density increases, and all of these important functions are nurtured. The second area is the posterior cingulate, which is connected with wandering thoughts and self-relevance. It seems that the larger and stronger the posterior cingulate, the less the mind wanders and the more realistic the sense of self can be. Meditation seems to increase the density of the posterior cingulate. The third area is the pons, a very busy and important part of the brain where many of the neurotransmitters that help regulate brain activity are produced. Meditation strengthens the pons. The fourth area is the temporoparietal junction, TPJ, which is associated with empathy and compassion. A stronger TPJ, combined with other benefits of meditation like lower stress and present moment awareness, can help us be the good people we aspire to become. The final area is the amygdala, which produces feelings of anxiety, fear, and general stress. For the rest of us, even an 8-week crash course in mindfulness-based stress reduction leads to a measurable decrease in the size of the amygdala. The smaller it is, the less apt it is to dictate our emotional responses, especially those of the fight or flight genre. Meditation won't change your brain for the better unless you actually sit down and practice. What are you waiting for? We hope you enjoyed this educational video on meditation and the brain.